This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. What do you want to get into today?
Well, I saw a video the other day. I don't know if you've ever heard of this outfit. There's an outfit out in Utah. They call themselves Tactical Cowboys. Tactical cowboy training and everything. And they seem to have some fairly decent fundamentals. I think the guy that runs it is a former Ranger, right? Mm-hmm. Some pretty decent fundamentals. They do a lot of rifle work. They do a lot of handgun work. So they were showing, they were working on the draw first shot, right? Draw first shot. And I noticed that it was two guys. So one guy, he's drawing. He's got an optic on the gun. And he's drawing, he's bringing it up, he's getting sight picture, he pulls the trigger. He's pretty quick. You know, I think he's hitting it at about 1.3 seconds.
Okay. What's the distance?
7 yards.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, second guy gets up there. Now, he's just running a Glock 19.
Okay.
Nothing on it, right? I think he's got better sights on it. He's drawing from appendix instead of from the side like the other guy was, and he's drawing from appendix and then point shooting. Now, he's getting his first shot off at 0.96. So, not quite half a second faster than the guy that's coming up with the sights.
Right.
Now, I remember when I was in the military, and we had to do... we had to shoot with our protective mask on. And the way we did that was we put our chin over, in line with the bore, with the straight line of the rifle back there where the buttstock was.
Right.
And that we were looking for whatever was down there downrange. And we were hitting pretty good doing that. And I've since thought to myself, if I put that gun on a center line with the middle of my face, whether I'm up high or low, whatever, I should be hitting what I'm looking at. What is your approach to point shooting?
Well, my approach is very simple. The fact of the matter is, in my experience, you can almost get caught up in putting too much emphasis on aimed fire and ignore point firing. I also like to describe it as geometric aiming, but I'll get into that later. The thing about it is, the reason I preface it that way is you don't want to, and this applies certainly to entry-level people, you don't want to try to impress upon people accuracy to the extent that because of their lack of skill, they very well may spend the rest of their life aiming instead of firing the gun, because aiming takes time, and depending on what your ability level is and what you know about shooting and understand about vision and how it all works from an aiming standpoint, all that's got to be learned. And for an entry-level person to readily grasp all of that, you're not going to try to turn, you shouldn't be trying to turn an entry-level person into a 50-yard bullseye shooter in a day or two time frame. That's out. So generally, for entry-level people, I specifically focus on point firing first, because that's a decision point in any conflict, is one, how to solve it as efficiently as possible. And if the size and distance to the target precludes having to aim, which in any manner is going to take time, then I'm going to begin firing the gun in a natural manner in which I would, you know, draw and point the gun at the threat or the target and fire it, looking at the target. And it does not take a lot of time. You know, you know, I would say you start out, you know, 3 yards, no big deal. Because what you're actually coordinating is, one, you can look at it from a standpoint of hitting the target, right? Draw and hit. But you're still, your vision is still involved. It doesn't take very long to coordinate, kind of intuitively coordinate your vision with where you're hitting on the target, and intuitively make that physical adjustment of the working relationship of the gun with the target as you're firing. So once you can, I like to, I prefer to use the language of mounting the gun from the holster. There's many reasons to draw the pistol from the holster, but if you've already made the decision in your mind to engage a threat or a target prior to the drawing, well, then every action committed to getting the firearm oriented with the target, I refer to that as mounting the pistol or mounting the rifle. So mount the gun and fire, and gradually increase the distance. It's not difficult whatsoever. Then, as you are able to increase the distance, that is one aspect of it. The other aspect is point firing from a retention position of the firearm. And that's what you'll see a lot. I've got a lot of, I say a lot, there's several videos where I'm point shooting and I'm just clearing the holster. And on a target of 3 yards, it's about a 3/4 second action. But that is learned and takes time. And, but the concept is the same. Start working and firing the pistol from positions, various positions of retention, preferably keeping the pistol anchored, you know, to your torso somehow. But it's an intuitive thing. It's not difficult to learn how to do it all.
Right.
And when you get your vision and your hits coordinated, then you just gradually increase the distance to the target or make the engagement a little more difficult, say adding a turn to it, you know, either turning left or right, turning in a 180-degree manner, various physical positions, you know, standing, kneeling, stuff like that. But the primary point of interest is you have to practice.
Practice. Always practice. Well, hey, and hold up right there at practice, because we're coming up on the next break. By the way, I did send you a friend request on Facebook. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I already got it.
Hey, cool. That's the only way you can find Super Dave right now, besides here, is on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington on Facebook. So, Combat Speed LLC still exists. You just gotta catch him here right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm
licensed online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Now, I know that you exist in Florida. How cold does it get in Florida?
Well, it depends, but in the worst of the wintertime, sometimes it'll dip down, you know, maybe a little below freezing on a weird day. But on average, 50 degrees. You know, 50, 55 degrees.
So it doesn't really get so cold to where you're wearing a heavy coat or anything like that, right?
Oh, no.
No.
Only in the evenings if you're out at night. Yeah. Because it'll drop down to 40s, in the evening, in the nighttime.
Now, the rest of the country, of course, is not that lucky. Well, it gets cooler here. And when it gets cooler, then we start wearing some heavier clothing, some more covering clothing, some bigger, bulkier clothing. And a lot of people look at this as the perfect time to go from carrying that little small gun that's about the size of a cigar lighter to carrying something a little bigger like what you carry year-round.
Right.
My thought process has always been, though, that the person that carries the same gun day in and day out actually has an advantage over somebody who's constantly shaking it up, making changes here and there. But, I mean, I know that every situation has one of these things where you're going to have to make an exception from time to time. But what do you think about that?
Well, again, you got to practice. So whatever your environment, whatever you can do to support carrying 100% of the time in your environment, that's fine. But you still have to practice getting the pistol into action from however, whatever your carry mode is. So, sure, you, from that standpoint, with that being understood, you can make that statement where someone in that set of circumstances has an advantage over someone that's, constantly changing their equipment setups. But if you stop and think about that, is it really an advantage? Even if, the weather changes are so gradual, even if you lived in a four-season location, the weather changes are so gradual that, making changes to your kit and equipment shouldn't affect you really at all. There should be no effect if you're doing what you need to be doing in the first place.
Right.
So, I guess my answer to your question was
no. It's not that big of a thing.
It's not that big of a thing.
But on the other hand, how often do you not? You can probably count on one hand how often you do not carry your Glock 45. How often do you not carry your Glock 45?
I would say the only time I don't carry is when I go to the bank. If I have to go to the bank and do business, I'll just have a little pocket pistol.
Gotcha.
Like a 380 Ruger LCP.
Okay.
Very unobtrusive. I know to an extent, I just kind of admitted to breaking the law, but the bottom line is...
Well, it depends. I mean, what is the law of Florida?
You got to get caught.
Right.
First, to be breaking the law, right?
Right.
So I'm not breaking the law until I get caught.
Right.
But anyway, all joking aside, that's how they do it. They pass laws and make you feel guilty for doing what you should be doing in the first place, because it's almost like, from a legislative standpoint, they made gun-free zones out of every place that you would want or really need to have a gun in the first place. You know what I mean?
I do.
Kind of crazy.
I know exactly what you mean. The whole thing that gets me about this is that I have a Glock 43. And that's a pretty small gun.
Correct.
But I feel better if I am running at least a Glock 19.
No, I totally get it, man, because basically a pocket pistol, like a 380, a 22 caliber, I wouldn't even... I'm not going to say a 25 caliber can't kill you, but that is so unpopular. I don't see how it really factors in, but still, because it exists.
Right.
22, 25, and 380 calibers. For someone to you know, should actually have a high level of skill to run a gun like that consistently.
Right.
But the thing about it is, I know this is going to sound harsh, but the fact of the matter is, it's not that hard, you know. I mean, how hard can it be to shoot somebody if you have to?
Right.
You know, there's little old grandmas that have never fired a gun in their life, get the thing out of the nightstand and blast, you know, their way to freedom. You know, and that's cool. It's an intuitive thing. You just have to have made the decision and have the will to fire on another human being.
Right.
The actual doing of it, you know, you'll figure that out when you find yourself in that set of circumstances. But survival is survival, you know, and when the survival instinct kicks in, you're pretty much going to do whatever's required in order to survive.
Right.
So, you know, and then there's always the cliche, better be carried by, or judged by 12 instead of carried by 6.
Yeah.
You know, and there's all these kind of ways, you know, a little bravado action there, big deal. As long as you are training periodically and practicing constantly, you know, have your permit if that's required in your area, and know your rules of engagement, and conduct yourself like a rational citizen of, you know, society.
Right.
And you should be okay. But know your rules of engagement.
Right. Well, that's the important part, isn't it? Know your rules of engagement.
Right.
So, now we're going to get into, what I want to get into next is I see some of these guys that, I see some of these EDC videos.
Right.
And some of these guys, I just got to ask, how do they keep their pants up? And I want to know what the Super Dave EDC is. Just what you're carrying on your person. No jacket, just you your shirt, your belt, whatever else you got. That's
right, just in my pockets.
Just in your pockets.
Okay.
I just want to see, because I've been seeing some of this other stuff, and I'm like, there's just no way. Every time I sat down, I would impale myself on something or something, or I'd be making noise. It'd sound like a tool bag hitting the ground or something.
Right.
We'll be right back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, this is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are meeting in Northern California, with Biden opening the talks by speaking directly to the Chinese leader.
I've never doubted what you've told me in terms of your candid nature in which you speak. I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
This marks the first encounter between the two leaders in a year. The Israel-Hamas conflict is continuing. Israeli military is conducting a targeted operation at the main hospital in the Gaza Strip, citing it as an action against Hamas. In his criminal gun case, Hunter Biden seeks to subpoena former President Trump and ex-Attorney General Bill Barr. Biden aims to obtain information from Trump and other former Justice Department officials to support his defense. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. And, well, I got a question for you.
Hit me.
So when you're walking around, I keep seeing all of these EDC videos where people are out there and they're carrying all the stuff. And I just wonder how on earth they keep it in their pockets without it making a bunch of noise.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, you be quiet. I just love that. Siri is such a great thing. I love it. Anyway,
right.
What are your thoughts on
well,
it? What does Super Dave carry?
Well, besides my gun gear, you know, when you were formulating the question, the first thought I had was clothing, your clothing choice. You know, you can't have too many pockets.
Right.
It's an impossibility to have too many pockets if you're like a gun guy or a gear guy. So what I look for, even in a pair of shorts, is the pocket layout and... The pocket layout is going to determine, in respect to prioritizing the tool, where I'm going to carry it. But the pocket layout on the pants themselves, I look at it from a weight distribution standpoint.
Right.
As to prioritizing not only by necessity or item, but its weight. Because if you don't do that, you know, that's where you find yourself constantly pulling your pants up or you go into your left pocket to get your keys, but you got to take three or four things out of the pocket first to get to your keys. And then, you know, once you get your keys, you got to put everything back in your pocket. Quite the aggravation. And I've experienced all of it. And to an extent, I still do. However, the simple answer to your question is, how many holes do you have in your belt? Meaning, you know, you would have like a normal belt setting for comfort. And then you'd be able to ratchet it up a couple, three clicks when you add all the weight of your keys, whatever form of wallet you carry, comb, extra mags, pocket pistol, you know, maybe a couple of key rings. I don't know. A blade, a flashlight. Let me see what else. That's pretty much, I describe what I carry, you know, every day.
Right.
You know, and I don't really have an issue with it because, you know, everything's in its place. And the confidence to handle problems that I receive from carrying the appropriate, what I see as the appropriate minimum of gear, is worth the aggravation of having to pull my pants up every once in a while.
Right.
Because as your body position changes, you know, your clothing has to adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
So you're never going to get away from, you know, having to pull your pants up every once in a while. But it shouldn't be because you've got, you know, 30 pounds of gear in your pockets when you really only need 10.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, but, you know, that's the beauty of, you know, this being America. You can have choice. You have the choice to do what it is you want to do. Like, example, what you described earlier about those guys point firing, just the difference in the kit setup allowed one guy to be quicker. You know, the guy drawing from appendix had an edge on the dude that was drawing from his side.
Right.
And that's just straight up biomechanics,
sure,
of the action.
That is the fastest draw, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But you don't care. Now, why? So, just out of curiosity, if that's the fastest draw, why is it that you, I have never seen you actually advocate that that should be the way to go?
Well, I just, I never really, you know, dug on it, you know. I just didn't, the appendix carry didn't click for me.
Right.
There's too many, I don't see it as being that comfortable of a setup over wearing like a, if I'm going to be doing a lot of vehicle work in and out of vehicles.
Right.
I'll have a straight drop holster on my right side, but I will also have a cross draw holster on the left side of my belt line.
Right.
You know, for transitioning the pistol from straight drop to cross draw when I'm behind the wheel.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
And that's a simple solution. Yeah, it requires an additional holster. But, you know, it's small and obtrusive and not a big deal. It doesn't interfere with anything.
I never thought of that. I had never thought about going that route. But the reason I ask is because I have thought about that. And the thing is, I don't get it. I really don't understand. I look at some of these appendix carry rigs, and they look like, you know, they've got a spare magazine caddy and everything. And, I mean, the entire front of your pants is going to be taken up by this appendix carry rig, which I wonder when these guys sit down.
Well, it's just like everything, man. You're going to have pros and cons.
Yeah.
Pretty much to everything. So whatever it is that they have to adjust for to carry in that manner,
right,
it's obviously worth it to them to put up with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. I just, you know. I've been experimenting lately. I completely understand your holster. I understand the Super Dave holster because, one, it's easy to run that holster. Slightly got a slight drop, a slight offset. It's not hanging so low that you can't cover it with a shirt. It's pretty good holster. Pretty good design. Some people look at it. I had somebody looked at it that makes holsters. They were like, "This seems just incredibly simple." I was like, "It is, isn't it?" And but then again, I've also tried a one by a company called Tenacore, called their ARX, which is nearly as good. It rides a little bit higher, which it's actually right. Easier for me to draw from the S Dave rig. So, but those outside the waistband holsters, I can wear those all day, and I don't know they are there. And I'm wearing them with a really good belt, so.
Right. Very good.
I just find all that stuff. And that's the way I'm trying to run this at the moment and see where we go with it. But we got, it's all a bit of a process, isn't it, trying to figure it out? Because once you start doing it, then that's when you find that Goldilocks point, that's where you start practicing from there, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. And it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah. So.
And. One thing I want to point out, though, man, about some very good points.
Before you point it out, we're coming up on the break. You can point it out in the next segment. I want to hear what it is. Super Dave, you can find him on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. If you're lucky, he will friend you. If not, follow him anyway. Follow him and see what he's got going on. He's about to break loose. I have this suspicion. And, of course, you find him here. The exclusive at the moment radio home of Super Dave Harrington is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Super Dave Hanks. You had one point to make that I had to hold you up on. What?
Well, you brought up some very good points on the gear, the kit and equipment. But one thing I want to point out or add to the pile, as you train and practice and you become better at everything, don't be afraid to make a change or an adjustment to your kit of equipment because of your increase in ability. That's the natural path you're going to follow anyway. And it may be a very subtle change, but it may allow you to perform at the next level. You never know. And you're never going to know if you don't try. So don't be afraid to make adaptations to your gear setup in hopes of improving your performance. That's a perfectly natural thing to do. But do it for long enough where you can make a knowledge-based decision whether it's going to work for you, the change is going to work for you or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't. Like, for example, if you're working with a setup for 3 months and you change something for 2 days, some things might be a no-brainer. Yeah, it's not going to work. But some things may be too subtle to come to a rapid conclusion about. So if you make a change, give it time to prove itself to work for you or not.
That's good advice. I never have thought of it in that particular sense, but I sort of like that. But here's the thing, though. I've been. I told you about the two outside the waistband holsters I've been running.
Right.
I have a holster on order to run inside the waistband.
Yeah.
To try. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to run my Glock 45 with a flashlight on it. Because that negates me having to carry a flashlight.
Yeah.
If it came down to, okay, it's dark and I need to take this off, this will pop right off of the gun and I can use it as a flashlight without having to point a gun at them. So, but I would have it on me already and be ready to go. And finding that so far has been sort of, I've got plenty of inside the waistband holsters without a flashlight, with optics. I can run it with optics if I want to and it'll carry it all day long. But having the flashlight on it, I don't know if that just means if I have to carry inside the waistband, I'm going to have to carry inside the waistband without the flashlight on it. Is that something you ever do? Do you ever, like, make alterations to the way the gun is set up in order to carry it a certain way, if that's what necessities come down to?
Well, that's the, that's the baseline issue right there. You're going to, at some point, have to make adjustments or changes or adaptations to your gear, no matter what you have.
Right.
To, if you're going to support, you know, being as prepared as possible to deal with violence when it happens. So, what is the formula for that? You just described the perfect storm, so to speak. What is that formula? Well, you decide what the formula is based on your knowledge of your environment and how your environment is going to influence what you need to carry on your person. But you're the one that's going to decide how you're going to set it up based on your skill.
Right.
Or what you know and understand. So, for example, I'll just key on one thing that you said. You said something along the lines of carrying the gun-like combo, and that so that would preclude you from carrying just a regular flashlight, right?
Right.
Well, see, I wouldn't do that. The gun-like combo is the fighting piece. You follow me?
Sure.
I would have, you know, an additional, it might not be that big, but I would have an additional flashlight anyway to use it for administrative-like chores.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So, it all depends on what you know and understand and how prepared you want to be. Now, you can multitask specific tools all day long to cut down on the number of tools that you have to carry. So, therefore, what do you feel is important? And I'll give you a perfect example.
Sure.
When I started carrying that little Ruger LCP, it was a conflict with the holster, the pocket holster that I carry it in. It was a conflict with my Spyderco blade. And I had to solve that, or, you know, deconflict that problem where I could freely work with the knife or get the pistol out of my pocket without the knife interfering. And those are the specific types of things you're going to run into or you need to consider.
Right.
You know, not just that you have it, but can you get it into action from where you're carrying it? And, you know, practice enough to know, to be proficient and have a sense of how much time it's going to take you to do it. Because timing is everything.
Indeed. Indeed. So, in addition to that, I should probably carry a knife. If I'm carrying, so I'm carrying a gun set up some way. I've got a flashlight anyway. Should I have a flashlight where I've got a gun, carrying a flashlight or not? I've got a flashlight. I've got my keys. I've got my phone. I'm going to suppose a blade of some sort is a smart thing.
Well, yeah, I use a knife for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
cutting chores. Primarily opening mail. Boxers, stuff like that. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know how it works. If you don't carry a knife, guess what you're going to need? A knife.
A knife. Well, I guess that...
I don't know how it always works out like that. But
that's just Murphy's Law.
Yep.
It's just Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law, that's the way it always works out. So... for you, that is everyday carry. Or is there anything else to add to it? We got about a minute.
No, I'm good, man. That's about all my. You know, the one thing I need to do is weigh. You got me curious now.
Yeah.
I need to weigh my EDC pile and see how much it actually weighs. But I don't think it could weigh more over a pound or two. I'd be surprised if it weighed over 2 pounds. But still, 2 pounds is 2 pounds.
2 pounds is 2 pounds, right?
That's what.
Is that bad, 2 pounds? Would 2 pounds be bad?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
A pistol itself is going to weigh, you know, I'm just taking into consideration the Ruger LCP.
Right.
I don't know how much it actually weighs off the top of my head, but, you know, it's probably, I don't know what, half pound maybe?
Maybe. It's not a very heavy piece. I'm sure if you take the magazine out, it goes way down because it don't weigh nothing then, but that's obviously the point.
You got to weigh it loaded.
I guess so. But we're about to run out of time. We are about to run out of time. So, as usual, once again, I deeply thank you for taking the time to join me today.
No worries, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can find Super Dave on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington. Send him a friend request. Follow him. Keep up with what he's doing, because sooner or later he's about to bust loose. And then that's going to be a great thing. I know about some of the plans he may or may not have, and I can neither confirm nor deny anything.
Admit nothing, deny everything, and make counter accusations.
All of that stuff. That's all part of the military intelligence toolkit, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.